I'm actually retired right now because I've been fighting for the last almost 7 years advanced metastatic cancer. But I was a baritone saxophonist, composer, arranger, band leader, writer, producer, and longtime revolutionary activist. Deadly She-Wolf Assassin at Armageddon is an homage to the Japanese manga, which refers to the adult comic books, and samurai movie series, the chambara genre of the 1970s, Lone Wolf and Cub. It's a story of revenge about the shogun's official executioner who's been set up by a rival clan and his wife murdered. My works have been called manga opera, living comic books, martial arts, epic music theater. It's a genre that I've single-handedly created, in which there are no competitors. I'm self-taught in music, both as a performer and as a composer. I started performing on the baritone saxophone at age 14. I really didn't want to play it. I was frustrated with it, but I stuck with it and it became a metaphor for my life. I turned pain into power. It became my voice and my identity. I grew up in New England in the Amherst, Massachusetts public school system. I grew up in the late 60s, early 1970s, and I was struggling with my identity because everything in American society wants you to assimilate and give up being Chinese. And in fact, I faced a lot of racism growing up. The Black Power, Black Arts movement of that period greatly inspired me. It gave me pride being an oppressed person, not in a negative sense, but in the sense that we had to rise up. Because I grew up with a lot of racist violence and then later patriarchal domestic violence, I had to get tough. I had to become a warrior. I kept it quiet that I graduated from Harvard, became a construction worker. Then I came, like everyone does, to the jazz mecca of the world, New York City, on my own. No apartment, no job, no contacts, nowhere to sleep. And gave it a go. I tell the students that I have, my job is to kick your ass so that you can learn how to kick mine. Make me obsolete so I can retire. I only have about 6 to 18 months left to live. I tried to commit suicide 3 times in this cancer war from extraordinary pain. I've been through hell and back many times in the cancer war. And I tell the story that I met God in hell, not in heaven, but in hell. And God said to me, "Your time isn't done yet. Get back and fulfill your mission."